You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Two New Zealand fishing companies are working with the World Wildlife Foundation to help reduce harm caused to Maui dolphins by commercial fishing along the west coast of the North Island. The companies, Moana and Sanford, have promised to implement a range of changes, including no conventional trawling within 100 metre depth in the Maui habitat after 2022, and also video cameras and electronic tracking on all vessels, among others. I spoke to the World Wildlife Foundation head of campaigns, Peter Hardstaff, about this decision and started off by asking what changes they've decided to implement.
Yeah, I think the first important thing to remember is the situation that Maui dolphins face. These are dolphins that live nowhere else in the world apart from the West Coast, North Island of New Zealand. They're on the brink of extinction. There's only an estimated 63 left, so it's vital that we take action. And I think what these companies have committed to do today is really groundbreaking. They have committed to the goal of removing the net fishing threat from the entire Maui dolphin habitat. That's never happened before. And they have committed to show leadership by taking some unilateral action, you know, actions that they can take within the next few years. So they've committed to withdraw their annual catch entitlement, their fishing from set netting on the coast of West Coast North Island, by October 2017. So that's a really important first step. They've committed to investing in alternative trawling technology. They're committed to removing that net threat by December 2022, but you know, need time to investigate and develop the alternative if they can. So this is really significant, but it's important to remember that these companies, they can't do it all themselves. They don't control all fishing on West Coast North Island, and it's really important that other companies come to the table and support this commitment, and it's vitally important that the government comes to the table and that government supports a transition across the whole habitat for all fishers so that we can have dolphin-safe fishing across the entire Maui dolphin habitat.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because that's what I was going to ask. I mean, these are obviously two quite large New Zealand fishery companies, but they're not the only people fishing out there, are they?
That's right. That's right. There are over 100 boats, in harbours, small-scale fishers, catching relatively small amounts of fish. You've got trawlers, you've got set netters on the coast. I mean, so this is a complicated problem. And what these companies have done is, I think, demonstrate groundbreaking leadership. What needs to happen now is for the government to support a managed transition so that the other fishers can be brought into this and, we can find a way to ensure that we have dolphin-safe fishing right across the fishing fleet in Maui dolphin habitat.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what do you think the government could do to help sort of implement this with other fishery companies as well?
I mean, I think the first step is a commitment to support this initiative by Sanford and Moana. We want the government to come to the table and be willing to engage in the conversation and look at the detail of how a transition can take place. There's different circumstances for different fishers, and they can help people transition towards, say, longlining, which would be dolphin safe. They can help develop alternative technology. They can help manage the what's called the catch entitlement so that people can have the catch entitlement to catch fish in different ways. So there's a number of things that the government need to do. What we really want to see right now is just a willingness to engage with this and a willingness to support a transition.
I also spoke to CEO of the company Sanford, Volker Kunst, and started off by asking why they decided to implement these changes.
We felt that we can really make a difference out there. And I came to New Zealand 3 years ago, and I've always been confronted with the topic of Maui dolphins. And in the end, being a scientist myself and actually a zoologist, I thought, well, we can actually make a difference. And getting together with Moana, who are the other big player on the west coast of the North Island, just made absolute sense that the two of us should go out there and make as much of a difference as we can. This is the area we have an impact on. And that's where we decided to start.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, you guys are this pretty massive companies that are fishing on the West Coast. Are there other companies that are also fishing out there that you think will follow suit?
in that area, they're usually more independent fishermen that we can influence to some degree by allocating quotas to them or not. If they're involved in fishing methods that we don't agree with, like the set netting, for example, then we've said by October 2017 they should move out of that mode of fishing. Otherwise, we won't allocate any further quotas to them. But in the meantime, we'll also help them to actually transition to other fishing methods like long lining that are where everybody agrees they don't pose a danger to dolphins. There are other fishing companies involved on the West Coast further south, and that is why in our statement we've spoken mainly about the area north of New Plymouth. South of New Plymouth, we are working with the fishermen that supply to our markets, again saying that we don't accept set netting after October 2017, and we are working with others to ensure that they apply the same methods. In the end, it's all about getting everybody on board. We had to start off somewhere, and that's where Moana and Sanford came together. We impact a large part of everything that's happening north of New Plymouth, but south of New Plymouth, we need others to get on board with us. And judging by the comments we are receiving already, that's going to work. But obviously, it'll take time. It's very complex. You talk about a lot of livelihoods that are involved in this, probably about 160 independent fishermen that have fished all their lives to sustain their families. And it's not something that you can just do overnight. But I think this is a really great step forward.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, how does this sort of work from a business perspective? How do you keep it economically viable to keep fishing on the West Coast while also doing as much as you can to reduce the harm caused to the Maui dolphin?
Well, in a perfect world, a fisherman would say, okay, I agree, set netting is not the thing to do any longer. I'll change over to long lining, and they would get necessary support to either develop a different fishing method on board their current vessel, or if that's not possible, to get a different vessel. In most cases, it's actually possible to just install a different fishing method on vessels, but it does take training. This will take time, and that's also why we've said we are giving people time until October 2017 to really get their act together and to have the opportunity to change over. In some cases, we might actually be able to convince fishermen to basically start a different livelihood or to retire, since many have been in the business for a long time. But then when it comes to trawling, which is another fishing method that is deployed and that we see as not absolutely dolphin safe, we are installing cameras on board those vessels to ensure that we know exactly what's happening, to learn more about what the impact might be, and to mitigate those risks altogether. But at the same time, develop mechanisms that will make trawling absolutely dolphin safe. And we've said that if by 2022 we are not able to say trawling, the methods that we are deploying are absolutely dolphin safe, we will discontinue those fishing operations. So there won't be conventional trawling happening anyway after 2022. Whatever alternative method we deploy will be absolutely dolphin safe.
Just lastly, would you like to see any sort of input from the government in this?
Certainly. Government, as the regulator here, plays a very important role. They, in the end, are the ones that decide on the allocation of species to fishermen, the quotas that everybody does get, the amount of fish that is allocated to certain areas along the coast. And you do catch different fish species with different fishing methods. And in some cases, there's certainly a need to actually allocate different species to fishermen going forward in order to allow them to deploy different methods. And it would also be great to somehow find some funding to allow these fishermen to embark on a new fishing method. And I'm counting on government, who has already reacted very positively to this initiative, to find ways together. In the end, it all comes down to collaborating on this initiative and getting all the sources needed to ensure that we don't really undermine livelihoods of people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.